I-constitution ye-America, the way eyalotshwa ngakhona, ilamalunga awe-government, akahulumende amathathu. Kule-legislature, kule-judiciary, then kube le-executive, lapho kulo-president khona. La malungu amathathu anikezwa amandla alinganayo. Ukwenza ukuthi kube lama-checks and balances, kube khona okhangela elinye ilunga likahulumende ukuthi alethwe umthetho. So i-legislator khona manje ingathi yiyo i-House of i-Representatives, ibona abalelungelo lokuthi u-president ma kukhona abakubona ekwenza okungaphandle kwe-constitution, kube yibona abamdonsayo bethi sondela ngapha. Nema bebona ukuthi usenze kwadlulisela kulaba abathi khona no lo muntu asisamthembi njengo-president, kuvumelekile ukuthi kube yibona abathi asim-impeache lo muntu. So i-House of Representatives right now irepresentwa i-majority ngama-democrats, and siyazi ukuthi u-Trump ngum-republican, and ama-democrats abona ukuthi lento ayenzayo ngendaba ye-Ukraine ukuthi ahold i-funding yokusupport i-Ukraine eyiyona ethenjwe yi-NATO ukuba yebhekane le-Russia, ngoba i-Russia siyazi ukuthi always kulokungazwisisani lamanye amazwe awe-NATO. And u-Trump ma kubonakala ukuthi yena usesebenzisa i-power yakhe ukucindezela ilizwe leli ngoba ifuna ba-investigate or u-Joe Biden omchallengayo ku-election, I think ama-democrats ku-House of Representatives babona kufanele ukuthi bam-impeach. Kodwa ukuthi bazophumelela sazi, ngoba uma kusuka lapho kumele kuyiwe ku-Senate. I-Senate yiyona ezodecide whether bayam-impeacha noma bam-impeach, and i-Senate yona-ke i-majority elapho ngama-Republicans. So asazi ukuthi kuzozala mkomoni, kodwa I think into e-right abayenzayo ama-democrats, ngoba kulilungelo labo ukuthi u-president mayiphambanisa bamqondise.
Uyambona uMongameli Donald Trump ephathisa lapho khupha lezi ngwalo okufanele azikhuphe ukuthi uhlelo lolu luqhubeke kuhle.
Uzonsara ntsare, but ngibona bezomdonsa noma entsara kanjalo, ngoba ekugcineni umthetho yiwona obusayo. And ama-Republican okokuqala siyabona lawo engathi ayam-defender, but kancane I think i-evidence mayiqala ukuphuma, especially ngama-hearings la sezoyenzakala kuqala ngaleli viki azoba public, kutsho ukuthi-ke wonke ilizwe lonke jikelele selizokuqala ukwazi iqiniso elenzakalayo. Lala ama-Republican adem-defender lawo angaqala ukuthi manje angathi asekho show, sizobona-ke into seziqala ukuthi manje zezingasihambi ngendlela efunwa ngu-Trump. Kodwa kwamanje basami layo abaningi bakhona bayamdefenda, bathi ye lento yonke ise-hoax, ama-Democrat azama ukumwisa from ubu-president bakhe. Kodwa I think i-evidence mayivela kucaca lasebantwini ukuthi ngempela ukhona into ayenzayo engavumelekile, sizobona i-support iqala ukuswitcha isisiya ngakuma-Democrats nale impeachment.
Kuyukuthi kungenzakala ukuthi iphumelele leyo impeachment, kuyini esingakubona kusenzakala?
Well, I think i-process yakhona ukuthi bangam-impeacha u-vice president, nguye ozoqhubeka to the end of the term. Siyazi ukuthi next year kulokhetho luka-president oluka-2020. Even noma bengakhonanga umu-impeacha, I think mase kuya kukhetho luka-2020, i-reputation yakhe izobe sidamejekile kakhulu, ngoba uzobe sibonakala njengo-president ongathembakalayo.
Ye, kodwa siyambona elo sekelo olukhulu kulabo abamsekelayo. Ubone ngani kukhona yini okungenza usekelo lolu luchabalale?
Angiboni usekelo lalo kubhesi yakhe luchabalala, kodwa uqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele sazi ukuthi even ngo-2016 ukuwina kwakhe kazange awine i-popular vote, engikutho ukuthi wadliwa ku-popular vote ngama-vote adlula 2 million. So okuqakathekileyo la yikuthi ku-electoral college yakhona leyo ama-democrats akwazi ukuthi laba esibabiza ama-swing votes la ama-independent, ama-democrats angakhombisa bona, plus abantu abasupporta i-democratic party bangaphuma bayovota in their large numbers okudlula bakwenza ngo-2016, ngoba sebebona ukuthi lo muntu akalungelanga ukubusa ilizwe leli. Angibone ephumelela u-Trump ngo-2020 even though bengam-impeachanga.